Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. We're going through the chapter or the book entitled Kitab al-Fitan wal-Malahim. And we are starting a new section in the book. And this is narrated or relates the different kathabeen or dajjaleen that are going to be coming before the Day of Judgment. So the chapter is entitled إشارة نبوية إلى أنه سيكون بين يدي الساعة كذابون يدعون النبوة. That there's an indication from the Prophet ﷺ that there's going to be, before the Day of Judgment, many people who are going to be lying and they're going to be claiming prophethood. Okay, so this is what this chapter is entitled. The first hadith in this chapter is narrated, Imam Muslim narrates, from the hadith of Shu'bah and others, and they narrate from Sammak, and they narrate from Jabir ibn Samura, who says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ كَذَّابِينَ. Indeed, between myself and the Day of Judgment, or before the Day of Judgment, كَذَّابِينَ will be present. كَذَّاب, one is كَذِب, كَذِب means a liar. كَذَّاب means a person who lies all the time, you know, a frequent liar. So before the Day of Judgment, many liars will come who will be frequent liars, and other hadith which will come later on in the chapter will indicate how many actually there will be. The next hadith is narrated from Jabir, who says, سَمِعْتُ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَقُولُ إِنَّ بَيْنَ يَدَيِ السَّاعَةِ كَذَّابِينَ مِنْهُمْ صَاحِبُ الْيَمَامَةِ وَصَاحِبُ صَنْعَاءَ الْعَنَسِ وَمِنْهُمْ صَاحِبُ حَمِيدٍ وَمِنْهُمُ الدَّجَّالِ وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُهُمْ فِتْنَةً. He said, the Prophet ﷺ said that before the Day of Judgment, many liars will come. One of them is Sahib al-Yamama. Who is Sahib al-Yamama? There are two opinions as to who Sahib al-Yamama is. Some say that he is Musaylamah al-Kathab, which I'll talk about in a minute. But some say that he was a person who was named Dhaq ibn Ali, Hawza ibn Ali, Hawza ibn Ali. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he sent a letter to him as was his custom, particularly during the years in Medina. He sent a letter to him for him to become Muslim, and he basically refused unless the Prophet ﷺ gave him a piece of land. So the Prophet ﷺ actually agreed to give him the land that he was living in. If he became Muslim, he said that you would become the leader of this particular piece of land, of Yamama, if you become Muslim. But he refused. He said, I want more than that. And because of that, he refused to become Muslim. And then this person basically claimed to be a prophet after that. Some scholars say that this was Musaylama al-Kathab. And Musaylama, he became known as al-Kathab actually afterwards, because the Muslims referred to him as al-Kathab, a liar. And he basically was from the tribe of Banu Hanifa, and he was also from Yamama. So therefore, this there are two opinions as to whether it was Musaylim al-Kathab or Hawza ibn Ali. It's narrated that a group from his tribe of Banu Hanifa came to visit the Prophet ﷺ, and they left him behind. Two men came to the Prophet ﷺ to accept Islam, and they left Musaylimah in the tent where they camped to look after the camels. And when they came to the Prophet ﷺ, They told him that we are here, and also we have one of our people who is in the tent. The Prophet ﷺ responded by saying that he is not the least amongst you. You should have brought him with you so that I could give him a gift also. Because when these people became Muslim, he gave them gifts and he gave them hadaya to take back with them. So they all became Muslim. Musaylimah also became Muslim. But later on, what happened with this Musaylimah, he basically turned and he wanted he basically approached the Prophet ﷺ, or he sent letters to the Prophet ﷺ saying that, you know, I want to have a share in this prophethood that you have. So of course the Prophet ﷺ responded by you know, saying that this was not possible. And he used to tell people that I have been given a share with the Prophet ﷺ in this matter of prophethood. And did he not say to our delegates, when these people went to visit the Prophet ﷺ and they left him, the Prophet ﷺ said that he is not the least amongst you. So he took that as a dalil, that did he not say to our delegates that I was not the least amongst them? And this could mean, this could only mean that he knew that I had a share with him in this matter of prophethood. So he claimed to be a prophet. And then on top of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him the ability to do some strange things. He used to give illusions to people, or he used to trick people in a way that he used to, he could put an egg inside a bottle, for example. Or he could cut off the feathers of a bird and then stick them onto the bird again so that the bird could fly again. And he used these things to basically persuade the people that he had some type of miracles. It's also narrated that he could put something inside a well, for example. He could put some kind of a material or stone inside a well and make the water of the well start boiling. So when people used to see this, they used to become astonished, and many of the weak amongst them started to think that he was a prophet. So ultimately, the Prophet ﷺ died, and this Musaylimah, he still continued to claim his prophethood. And when he claimed his prophethood, the Prophet ﷺ, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, he sent people to to deal with him, and Khalid ibn al-Walid took a group of people, took an army, and had him killed. And the ironic thing is that the person who actually killed Musaylimah was Wahsh ibn al-Harb. Wahsh ibn al-Harb was the same person who killed Hamza radiallahu anhu in the Battle of Uhud. And many years later, he became the one who basically killed this Musaylimah al-Kadhab. And Wahshi used to say that I killed the best of the people and I killed the worst of the people. I killed the best person, meaning Hamza radiallahu anhu, and I killed the worst of the people, meaning Musaylimah al-Kadhab. So this was basically the story of Musaylimah, and this could be the Sahib al-Yamama as mentioned over here. There are also, you know, things narrated about Musaylimah, that what he used to do. And he used to also make up verses which he used to say that the verses from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the example of this is, for example, he used to, the one was Ya Dhifta Ya Bint Dhifta'in Naqiyun Ma Tanqeen Alaka Fil Ma Wa Asfaluka Fil Teen Lasharib Tamna'in Wala Al Ma Tafyulin Lana Nisfu Al Ard Wali Quraishin Nisfuha Walakinna Quraishin Qawman Ya'tadun. This was his Quranic verse. No sense. It's about frogs. Dhifta means frog. So he's addressing the frog and he's saying, O frog, who is the daughter of frogs, it is clean that in which you are living in. Your top is in water and your bottom is in dirt. You don't prevent any person from drinking from where you're living, and you don't make the water go bad in which you're living. For us is half of the earth, and for Quraysh is half of the earth, but Quraysh are a people that have transgressed. So he hated Quraysh because the Quraysh hated him because of his claims of prophethood. So this was one of his so-called Quranic verses. And another one, وَالْمُبْدِيَاتِ زَرْعَى وَالْحَاصِدَاتِ حَصْدًا وَالذَّارِيَاتِ قَمْحًا وَالطَّاحِنَاتِ طَحْنًا وَالْخَابِزَاتِ خُبْزًا وَالثَّالِثَاتِ ثَرْدًا وَاللَّاقِمَاتِ لُقْمًا إِهَالَةً وَصُمْنًا لَقَدْ فَضَّلْتُمْ عَلَى أَهْلِ الْوَبْرِ وَمَا سَبَقَكُمْ أَهْلُ الْمُدَرْ رَيْفُكُمْ فَامْنَعُوهُ وَالْمُعْكَرْ فَأَوُوهُ وَالْبَاغِي فَنَاهُوهُ. I don't want to go into the translation, but it's on the lines of surahs like وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا, but he puts his own words in the middle to make it sound like the Quran. And the one is a very funny one. He made some verses about the theme. The Quran, he says that this is part of the Quran and this is the revelation that came to me. الفيل مالفيل وما أدراك ما الفيل له جسم كبير وذيل وبيل وخرطوم طويل. He's basically describing the elephant. He's saying, the elephant, what is the elephant? It is a big animal. He has a big tail and so on, and a big nose. This was his Quranic verse. And another one, وَالشَّاتُ وَأَلْوَانُهَا وَالشَّاتِ وَأَلْوَانُهَا وَعَاجِبِهَا السُّودُ وَأَلْبَانِهَا وَالشَّاتُ السَّوْدَاءُ وَاللَّبَنُ الْأَبْيَضُ إِنَّهُ لَعَجَبٌ مَحْضٌ وَقَدْ حُرِمَ الْمَذْقُ فَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تَجْتَمِعُونَ. About, and this is about goats or sheep. He's making verses up about sheep. And there are many, many more. And he used to claim that this is a revelation that I'm getting. Now, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, after Musaylimah was killed, he called these people that followed him and said, what kind of verses did he used to recite? So then they said, okay, this is the verse, and they recited the verse about the elephant. Said, this has no essence of divinity in it. Nothing shows that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this verse. This is completely different to the actual Quran. How could you fall prey to this fool who is fooling you and he is making you look like idiots? This is what Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu said when he was when these verses were recited to him. But in any case, this was Musaylimah, and he was killed, and he was one of the kadhabin. The next person mentioned in the hadith is Sahib Sana'a al-Anasi. He was a person from Sana'a in Yemen, and he basically also he used to perform kinds of miracles. His actual name was Abhala ibn Ka'ab. Abhala ibn Ka'ab, and he was Kahin, he was a kind of a magician. He used to do strange things, and he also claimed to be a prophet. And then the hadith goes on to say, Sahib Hamir. I tried to research what Sahib Hamir was. I couldn't find what is meant. But in any case, he must have been one of the liars who claimed prophethood. And the hadith then goes on to say, وَمِنْهُمُ الدَّجَّالِ وَهُوَ أَعْظَمُهُمْ فِتْنَةً. And amongst them will be the Dajjal. The actual meaning of Dajjal is the one who deceives, the one who lies, the one who deceives. And he will be the one, according to this hadith, he will be the biggest fitna, the biggest trial for the Muslims. And we'll learn more about Dajjal and his description in later chapters, inshallah. The next hadith, it says, it's narrated on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and it's a riwayah of Bukhari. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يبعث دجالون كذابون قريب من ثلاثين كل يزعم أنه رسول الله. That the day of judgment will not take place until the Dajjals and the Kadhabs will be sent. Dajjal, again, the deceivers, the people who deceive, and Kadhab, meaning the ones who lie a lot. And the hadith says that there will be approximately 30 of them, and each one will claim that he is the Prophet of Allah. Each one will think that he is the Prophet of Allah. And there's also another hadith in Muslim which has exactly the same wording, that about the 30 kadhabun. The next hadith, it is narrated also on the authority of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, who narrates from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he said, لا تقوم الساعة حتى يظهر الدجالون ثلاثون كلهم يزعم أنه رسول الله ويفيض المال فيكثر وتظهر الفتن ويكثر الحرج والمرج. قال قيل أي الحرج؟ قال القتل 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 ثلاثا. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, the day of judgment will not take place until many Dajjals will emerge. 30 of them, each one will think that he is the Prophet of Allah, and wealth will become prevalent. There will be a lot of wealth, and fitan and trials will emerge and will become apparent, and haraj will increase, and maraj will increase. Haraj, the hadith itself goes on to say what haraj means. Maraj means fasad. Fasad and corruption will emerge. The Prophet ﷺ was asked, what is al-harj? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded, al-qatl, 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 meaning killing, killing, killing. This is what it means by harj, and it will be, there will be a lot of killing that will be taking place before the Day of Judgment, and we see many signs of that. Many wars are taking place, many people are being killed everywhere. This is one of the signs of the Day of Judgment. And another hadith, بين يدي ساعة قريب من 30 دجالين كلهم يقولوا أنا نبي. Before the Day of Judgment there will be close to 30 Dajjals, each one will say, I am a prophet. And the next hadith is narrated from Abu Uthman al-Asbahi, who says, سمعت أبا هريرة يقول, I heard Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu saying, إن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال سيكون في أمتي دجالون كذابون يأتونكم ببدع من الحديث مما لم تسمعوا أنتم ولا آباؤكم فإياكم وإياهم لا يغشونكم. There will be in my ummah many dajjals and many liars. They are going to come with new things. They are going to come with innovations that you have never heard before. Not you and nor your forefathers. So beware of them, and they should not cheat you. فَإِيَّاكُمْ وَإِيَّاهُمْ, that you should be aware of them, beware of them, and they should not cheat you, they should not fool you by showing you or teaching you these things. The next hadith, something also that has been mentioned before, the Prophet ﷺ said, Asma is narrated on the authority of Asma, who narrates from Thawban, who said that the Prophet ﷺ said that in my ummah there will be 30 kadhabs, there will be 30 liars, each one will claim that he is the prophet, and the addition in this hadith is, وَأَنَا خَاتَمُ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ لَا نَبِيَ بَعْدِي, I am the seal of the prophets, there is no prophet to come after me. So anybody who claims to be a prophet after the Prophet ﷺ, he is lying, he is fooling himself, and this is not true at all. There are some groups that play on words, that they said the Prophet ﷺ said, لا نبي بعدي, there's not going to be a Nabi after me. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be a Rasul after me. Okay, so Rasul meaning messenger. So they say that, okay, the Prophet ﷺ was the last Nabi, but there are messengers that are going to come, that are going to bring messages from the Prophet, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He didn't deny that. So we should not be fooled by that kind of play on words. There is no prophet, there is no messenger to come after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, anybody who claims that, he is lying, and he is not to be believed. This is the end of the chapter. Inshallah, we'll continue the next chapter next week. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us the tawfiq to understand.